Well, it's hard to look back, but I think it's our generation's version of where were you on the day that President Kennedy was assassinated. I think for those of us that were of a mature enough age, you know, the sight of those airplanes flying into those towers and, you know, crashing in the field in Pennsylvania and hitting the Pentagon, I think it changed our lives forever, just as individuals. And I think it changed us as a nation. Again, you know, we became the nation that we had to be, not the nation we wanted to be. And I'd like to think that the tragedy of the scale of the loss of life on that day, on 9/11, was not in vain. I think America, in terms of dealing with the terrorist threat, is far more capable and far more effective than we were before our heroes died on 9/11. So I think their sacrifices have not been in vain and have actually made us a more unified nation and a stronger nation when it comes to this scourge known as international terrorism.
Doug, what were you doing on 9/11?
I was in Bosnia, Sarajevo on 9/11, and we all ran to the television. And I know all of us that were watching the live television coverage just couldn't believe it was happening. And we're trying to come up with how could a commercial airline pilot make such a mistake? We just couldn't fathom the fact that, you know, our nation was under attack. Mm-hmm. And then it was only minutes later that it became very obvious that, you know, none of these were accidents, that this was an intentional act by an enemy that, quite frankly, was relatively beneath the radar screen by our national security machine at the time. We were totally unaware of the nature and the potential lethality of this threat known as, Al-Qaeda, international terrorism.
Do you think 18 years later that that organization is prepared for a comeback?
I think they are aspirational, but I don't think they have a chance. I think the international community has developed, in spite of our differences with many different nation states, I think the international community has developed a unified consciousness and an incredible unity of effort against Al-Qaeda and even against ISIS. And so I think that Al-Qaeda certainly would like, the remnants of Al-Qaeda, you know, would like to return to the global stage and perhaps maybe the halcyon days of, September 2001, but they don't have a chance. I think the capability of the United States intelligence services, the domestic security agencies, and the United States military, along with our allies, I think, you know, pose more than an existential threat to international terrorism.
The war in Afghanistan as a result of this is still going on. The Taliban is still the Taliban. You know, there's talk about peace and talk about a cessation of hostilities and bringing troops home. Are we ready for that?
Well, I think, quite frankly, we need to look and say, what is the end state that we really want by our investment, our past investment, and what will be our future investment in Afghanistan? I look at Afghanistan as a country, not a nation, and there's a difference because I don't think we can create a unified Jeffersonian pluralistic democracy regardless of the scale of American blood and treasure invested in that country. So I think the end state for Afghanistan has to be a non-traditional outcome in terms of the outcomes that we've historically sought from conflict and post-conflict. You know, World War II and South Korea are two perfectly good examples. But I don't think that, the United States of America and our Western allies can create that traditional outcome in spite of, you know, what we've sacrificed in the past and the investments in blood and treasure be required in the future. I think it's going to be a very difficult path to create a satisfying outcome in Afghanistan.
Doug Wise, retired CIA Senior Intelligence Service official. J.J. Green, WTOP News.